Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse with Farm Bureau. Over the past few months, you may have heard some special features we've done on the regional university ag schools. First, it was Eastern's, then Western's. Today, it's Murray State's Hudson School of Agriculture. This year, the school saw its highest enrollment ever at 820, and at the end of December, explains Dean Tony Brannon, came the addition of Hudson to their name. It came about as the Hudson family donated a new farm to the school.
Miss Cindy Hudson, widow of Mr. Dan Hudson, Hudson Ag, stepped up to the plate and knew of that need and helped donate the farm. But also she and Miss Sue Hudson, in memory of their husbands, Dan and Dan Sr., made significant donations to Murray State, totaling over $3 million. And in recognition for that, the Board of Regents, we now have a named academic unit, the first named academic unit at Murray State. There'll be others in the future, just like some of the land grants have and other places. We're now the Hudson School of Agriculture, and it's been a great new day for agriculture at Murray State because it just gives us even more momentum in the growth that we've seen recently.
That enrollment growth and the addition of the new farm have placed the school in good stead.
The university recognized the growth in agriculture and set us aside as our own academic unit several years ago. Then we had the name contribution. Then we have outstanding programs. A lot of good things going on in agriculture and providing lots of degree opportunities and career opportunities for our students.
We'll have more when we return. We'll be right back.
There's only one Kentucky Derby. Only one Mammoth Cave. Only one birthplace of bluegrass music. And only one Kentucky. A place of unmatched experiences and unbridled spirit. A place that's just as unique as it is unforgettable. A place where everything has its own distinctive flavor. Visit KentuckyTourism.com and start planning your next one-of-a-kind Kentucky vacation today.
We're back today with Dr. Tony Brannon, Dean of the Hudson School of Agriculture at Murray State. That university, like others, is a strong believer in internships and works hard to assist students with those opportunities. All in all, Brannon says, ag school graduates do well. But there is a trend among students familiar to other regional universities.
When you look at the national figures, the unemployment rates among college graduates in agriculture are much lower than most any other field in the nation. So yes, they're getting good jobs. I find that our students are more tied to mobility than they are availability. In other words, if the job's not where they want it to be, they may rather just hang around the farm or hang around the community and take a job outside of agriculture than move to where the jobs are. That's always the case, somewhat exaggerated with a regional university.
And we salute Murray State's Hudson School of Agriculture. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.